radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews, and we're here today with Captain Kevin Maloney and Lieutenant John Daly from the Worcester Fire Department. In just a little bit over a month, the Worcester Fire Department's going to have the Worcester Fire Department Safety and Survival Seminar. And this year, they're also going to dedicate a monument to the six firefighters who were killed December 3rd of 1999 at the Worcester Cold Storage Warehouse. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pete.
Just can you give us a little bit of background about the fire and then how the Safety and Survival Seminar got started, how many you've had, and what that's done for the department as far as, you know, bringing some training, some outside training into the department?
Well, of course, on December 3rd, 1999, we had the Worcester Cold Storage Warehouse fire. The event was such that two firefighters were lost, Jerry Lucy and Paul Brotherton, became disoriented, called a mayday, and, of course, everybody went into the building to look for them. In the process, four other firefighters became lost and also lost their lives. And obviously the biggest tragedy the Worcester Fire Department has faced, certainly in modern times and probably throughout the history of the department. And it was a tough time for us, and you know, we were looking for ways to see that this didn't happen again. And Andy White was looking for some solutions, came across Butch Cobb's website, and started a correspondence with him. Butch and Mickey Convoy came up here and did a program with us on firefighter rescue and self-rescue. And then it was suggested that we might want to do a seminar. So Andy got in touch with John Daly. John was secretary of the union at the time. And with the support of the union and the fire department administration, the seminar was born.
Okay. Over the years, I know you've had several seminars. How many have you had so far since, well, it's been 9 years this year?
Right. We've actually, Peter, we've had six seminars, and I think attendance-wise, the first was probably the most significant. We had 1,200 firefighters from 38 states and three provinces in Canada come down.
Wow.
And then it kind of leveled off. We were averaging after that probably about 500 a year. And after the sixth year, we continued to do some small hands-on programs, you know, using the cover of the safety seminar. And we came up with this idea. We'll do one more and a day-long thing so that we could dedicate this remembrance wall that's really being funded by all the monies that we've raised from firefighters and only firefighters throughout the country and Worcester Fire itself.
Okay, and then back in 2001, the seminar was held just a month over September 11th. And you still had some of the presenters were able to make it from New York, if memory serves correct. And also, what happened with the money from the donations that year?
We took the money and donated it to the FDNY fund because if it wasn't for the FDNY guys, half-hour speakers, and the success that we've had in the past, wouldn't have taken off. And it certainly was more useful down there than it would have been here. So it was something we were glad to do, and it was the right thing to do for us.
Okay. All right, so December 3rd of 2008, you're going to have the seminar. Who will you have speaking at the event? What are some of the class topics that we can see?
Sure. We have Deputy Chief John Tripp from the Los Angeles County Fire Department. He's going to talk about the fire they had in the Interstate 5 tunnel. John's been a good friend of ours for the last 9 years. He and Deputy Chief Mike Bryant came to the first seminar. And actually, they were here trying to pick our brains because they wanted to hold something out on the West Coast similar to that. And they did. East Meets West was born. And actually, we were a little bit reciprocal as far as that goes. We brought them here a number of years during our seminars, and we went out there and had good exchanges of training and information. Also, we have Battalion Chief John Salka, who's going to talk about leadership in the fire service. Mickey Convoy is going to talk about residential search. Captain Mike Dugan is going to talk about vetting today's fire buildings. And we're also going to have Chief Butch Cobb from the Jersey City Fire Department, who's going to deliver closing remarks. Butch was very instrumental in getting the seminar started. He gave us all kinds of help, and we've really been appreciative of that, and we certainly wanted to include him in this and have him do the special closing remarks.
Okay, and that will be held December 3rd prior to the monument dedication. The monument dedication itself, can you tell us a little bit about the monument and, you know, the design process and the whole process of getting the monument to Worcester?
Sure.
Yeah, it was kind of cool the way it happened. We'd been looking for something to put at the new station, and we'd had small discussions, and Kevin was down at Firehouse in Baltimore and ran into sculptor Brian Hanlon, and Brian actually brought up a sample in the back of his truck of his work, and he met with myself and Andy and Kevin, and we just kind of put him in touch with the chief, and it kind of the ideas that he had with the ideas that Kevin and Andy and myself had, it kind of took off, and it's really quite a design. It's going to be very impressive.
It was kind of interesting the way this whole thing happened. Brian actually saw me, and I just happened to be wearing a shirt that, you know, that had the Worcester Fire Department logo on it. Brian at the time was doing, had been commissioned by Holy Cross College here in Worcester to do a statue of Bob Cousy. And so when he saw my shirt, you know, he came over and he talked to me, and he was telling me all about what he was doing for the statue for Cousy. And we had a conversation for about 5 minutes, and you know, we said our goodbyes, and I walked up the floor, and then all of a sudden it was like a light bulb going off. I said, wait a minute. We've been talking about doing something like this. Let me go back and talk to this guy and see what we can come up with. And Brian was great, very receptive to the idea. We explained, you know, what our budget would be and so forth, and he came up with this design. And basically what it's going to consist of is a granite wall about 12 feet in length, approximately 5 to 6 feet high. And it's a relief of firefighters. It's a carving, in, you know, in the granite. Firefighters, you know, working. And then in front of that will be a pedestal with a folded coat and helmet on the top. And then beyond that will be a firefighter kneeling, giving reverence to the whole thing.
Okay, and I know there's been a lengthy process to get it to Worcester, having come from overseas. Can you tell us a little bit about that whole process and the help you've received in that route?
Sure. The wall was done over in China. The rest of the monument was actually cast here in the U.S. But James Chu, who is a Chinese-American businessman, has been very instrumental in helping us get this done. James has a company called Dragonfire that makes some firefighting equipment, and he was very interested in this and has been instrumental in getting all of the red tape, the shipping, and all of that taken care of us, and he's done a wonderful job for us.
Okay, so if some of the folks who want to attend the dedication cannot make the seminar, where is it going to be held? What time should they be there? Are you looking for firefighters to be in uniform?
Not necessarily for the seminar, but we'd certainly like to see people in Class A uniform for the dedication. That would really be, you know, add a nice touch. The seminar itself is going to be held at the Lincoln Square Armory, which is just up the street from Fire Headquarters on Grove Street, and the hours are going to be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The dedication of the monument is going to be about 5 o'clock. It'll be approximately a 20 to 30 minute ceremony. After that, you know, there'll be time for people to file by and get a good look at it. And then at 6:13, we'll have our annual ceremony that we have on December 3rd, commemorating the last alarm for the six firefighters who died.
Okay.
Peter, it might help to add that, I don't know if we've said it before, but the actual remembrance wall is going in front of the new fire station that's built at the scene of the fire. So, a special place for us because now the department has control of really what's we consider hallowed ground.
Yeah. Every time you pass the site and stop the site, it's tough to think that what could have happened there happened. And then it's great that the city was able to secure the land and build a new station. That's just incredible. And I'm sure for the firefighters in the department, that means a lot to be able to work at that site. So I know I'll be up there in late December, so I'm going to take a drive by and stop and see the new station and stop and see the monument. So I look forward to getting up there. Okay, is there anything else that that the podcast listeners should know about this, the whole dedication and the seminar? I'll go ahead and put a link to the registration information. Maybe if you could just give us the email and phone number, John.
Yeah, the email is jadaljr@aol.com. It's basically my initials, my name. And my number is 508-423-4799. And anybody calls, anybody gets in touch, we get back to them within 24 hours. And we think it's going to be a great day. After the dedication, we're going to be like 2 minutes away. We're going to have a little collation from 6 to 9. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. So hopefully it'll be a way to celebrate after the fact, too.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention that as part of the fundraising effort here, we still owe money on this, we're trying to raise the funds through the seminar, and we're also raffling off a 2009 Honda Civic LX that's been donated by Lundgren Honda. And the tickets are $100 a piece. We are selling a maximum of 500 tickets. So anybody who's interested in getting involved in that could also contact John, and we can make arrangements for them to get a ticket.
All right, great. Well, we'll go ahead and put the link to the seminar information. It also has John's phone number and email in case you missed it earlier. We'll put that in the bottom of the podcast player page. So take some time right now to sign up. And if you can't sign up for the seminar, make sure you attend the dedication at 5 o'clock. And if you can't do that, make sure you have a chance to get up there and see it. It's right off the interstate, so it's easy to get to. All right, well, thank you very much again. It's Captain Maloney, captain with the Worcester Fire Department, and John Daly, a lieutenant. Guys, thank you very much. We hope that the ceremony goes off with some nice weather. It's December in New England, but it's early December, so...
It's New England. The weather changes daily, so you just never know what you're going to get.
Very true. All right.
All right. Peter, I'd like to thank you and Firehouse.com for the help you're giving us on this effort, too.
All right. And Peter, just as a plug, too, from the very first year we did this, Firehouse was instrumental with us, Javi Eisner and all the people down there. And singers. We couldn't have done half the stuff we did without your support. We really appreciate it.
Well, we were glad to help out. I was there at that time, and I know it meant a lot to us to be able to help because it helped not only Worcester, it helped the surrounding cities. And I remember attending the first seminar and amazed at how many people were there. That auditorium was packed, and it was a great seminar to be in attendance. It was a great feeling to be there, and I had the pipes and drums. some of the firefighters' families were there, so you had a chance to sit and talk with them. And it was just it was a very good experience to be around, and you could tell that the guys were there for a little bit of everything. And I'm sure that some of the stuff that's come away from this particular safety and survival seminar has paid off on a fire ground somewhere in the U.S. or in Canada. So, all right, guys, well, thank you. We'll get this registration posted at the bottom of the podcast player page, so make sure you sign up if you're listening.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Pete.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio. We'll be right back.